Dr. Sonora, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you for inviting me.
For people who are not familiar with the Fulbright program, can you describe kind of what it is?
Yeah, the Fulbright program actually was developed in the aftermath of World War II, and it was done by a senator from Arkansas, William Fulbright, who was trying to increase people's understanding around the world to prevent any more sort of catastrophes from happening. And so it was a way for American scholars to sort of be able to travel the rest of the world and get a better understanding of the rest of the world around them. And then later then sort of morphed into a program where you sort of get bilateral exchanges, so between the United States for Americans leaving the United States and then also for non-Americans to come and study is here as well. And it includes not only sort of professors and academics, it also includes people in the workforce as well as undergraduate students as well, as well as graduate students. So it's actually become a much bigger, more all-encompassing type of program. And it's sponsored by the Department of State, the State Department in Washington, D.C.
Okay. So you were you did two separate Fulbright programs, right?
Correct.
Okay. Can you describe kind of what you did for those?
In the first instance, I was there. I was at the University of Zagreb in Croatia. And this was what is known as a Fulbright specialist. And it's basically a six-week program. And I was there basically to teach some classes. I teach at the university. I was teaching graduate-level classes in statistics, as well as helping them design their English program in business studies. So they introduced a bachelor's degree of business in English only, and I was there to help them sort of design that course and put it together. And the second time I was there, which was in 2013, I was a normal Fulbright, and I was there to teach classes. Again, I taught some undergraduate classes, some graduate-level classes, and then also I conduct research in the area in what is known as transition economics, which is basically looking at former communist-style economies and transitioning into market-style economies. So a lot of my research now actually takes place in Eastern Europe.
What do you think you got from those experiences? Say being in Croatia, for example, what did you bring back from that?
Well, I mean, yeah, you know, the question is, yeah, who's the winner and who's the loser? And I always feel like I was the winner in these cases. Obviously, the first thing that comes to mind is the interpersonal relationships. And I have a lot of good friends there now, and I actually return to Croatia almost every year and teach these same classes at the university there. And that's part of the what's part of the design of the program is that Fulbright scholars are kind of considered as sort of mini diplomats. You know, they have access to the population, native population, indigenous population that, you know, obviously diplomats just don't have that kind of access. And, you know, designed to sort of demystify, shall we, I don't know, for lack of a better word, you know, break down barriers between different nationalities in the United States and the rest of the world. So one of the biggest things, I got back from was those relationships and an ongoing interaction I have with the University of Zagreb today. As like I said, I go back every year. In addition, I got a lot of research ideas. And I do conduct quite a bit of research with my colleagues, not only in the University of Zagreb, but other universities in Croatia and Slovenia. And I had a lot more exchanges through other types of programs and other types of conferences and things from researchers from all over Central and Southeastern Europe. So it's been really beneficial for me in being able to have that sort of access to those countries and getting insights that you just cannot get when you're sitting at a desk in the United States.
Do you think programs like the Fulbright program as well as other, say, exchange programs are any more or less important now than they were a few years ago?
Well, I think now it's going to be, you know, what the current administration's take on their view of the rest of the world, I think, is really going to present a challenge. I think that most sort of average, you know, people on the street don't necessarily or view policies of the American government versus, you know, the average American is different. And I think it certainly is going to help. We don't want to lose those connections that we have globally. I think it's going to remain an important thing, and the more exchanges we can keep doing is really good. And I was kind of few years ago, the Fulbright program was starting to sort of pull back. They were losing some funding, but I think that funding has been since sort of put back into the program. So I think it's going to continue to keep growing, and I think it's a beneficial thing. And it's, you know, obviously the academic aspect is always important, but it's not the only thing. It's also those relationships and getting understanding across countries, I think, is going to be increasingly important, especially with people tending, you know, around the world, not just here, but obviously with Brexit, growing nationalism in Europe, and potentially growing xenophobic, xenophobism around the world could, you know, this is going to be a real challenge, and we need to keep the doors open, I think.
Hmm. Can you connect it back to Fort Lewis College, and is there something in particular about our area here in the Four Corners that might be especially important?
What I think about our area is that we, you know, Fort Lewis tends to attract sort of, for lack of a better word, kind of adventurous people. And I think the reason that, you know, we're sort of, in terms of bachelor's institutions, we are tied with the U.S. Naval Academy, which is pretty impressive, for the most awards this year. And I think part of it is that sense of adventure and willingness to go outside of one's comfort zone that sort of attracts people to places like Fort Lewis, and then might be part of the explanation of why so many of our faculty, as well as our students, are willing to sort of take those chances and experience different types of environments. And certainly I know that I did, and I know all of my colleagues who have also been on Fulbrights have been able to sort of bring back their experiences, not only to the classroom, which they do, but also into the general community as a whole.
Dr. Tino Sonora is professor of economics at Fort Lewis College, as well as a liaison for the Fulbright program. Thanks so much for talking with us, sir.
You're very welcome.